Hope you're having a marvelous day on this Sunday. Thank you, Keith, for your tireless work providing us with your program and with this opportunity to share the Word of God with those in our listening audience. Today we are looking at Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. An interesting picture of God. God who is perfectly faithful, who has a plan that has been since before time, a plan that he is seeing through. This is something we can take great joy in easily when things are going well. When things are going well, we're just thankful that God has blessed us. We're thankful that things are pleasant and entertaining and prosperous. But when times are hard, when times are difficult, when things seem lonely and hopeless, that is when we most need to remember that God is perfectly faithful and that his plan was planned long ago. Sometimes, in the midst of suffering, our faith weakens, our faith wavers. But it is in that time of suffering that we most need to remember that our God has a plan. And that plan includes not only this life, but the life that is to come. God promised us eternal life in his Son. And the God who is perfectly faithful manages through history his covenant, manages his people, and brings to fruition his plan. Study of the Old Testament, we see that despite the actions of people, despite the suffering, God continues to manage his covenant and to bring about in fulfillment his covenant in the New Testament with the birth of his Son. We see with the birth of his Son that we have the promise of eternal life. And if we study through to Revelation, we see that not only will there be eternal life, but complete and total restoration in eternal life. So when times are dark, when times are difficult, let us exalt our God. Let us praise his name. Let us remember that he is perfectly faithful and that his plan was planned long ago. And though we may suffer now, we will be rewarded in his kingdom. We will be rewarded with the promise of Jesus Christ, eternal life, and the kingdom of God. For this, we give thanks. Have a great Sunday.